We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Catherine.
Hi, I'm Julia.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hey, I'm Morgan.
God loves me.
God loves me.
In the morning.
In the morning.
And God loves me.
God loves me.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
God loves me.
God loves me.
In the nighttime.
In the nighttime.
God loves me. All the time.
All the time.
So clap your hands and sing praise to His name.
Hallelujah.
For God loves me.
God loves me.
All the time.
All the time.
Loves us so much that He sent Jesus to save us from our sins.
We don't deserve His love,
but it is there for us anyway.
Jesus forgives us when we sin, and He wants us to forgive others. Forgiveness, though, is difficult sometimes. Let's look to God's holy word to find some help.
Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times?"
Jesus answered, "I tell you not 7 times, but 70 times 7 times.
Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants.
As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him.
Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt.
The servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything."
The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go.
But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii.
He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded.
His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But he refused.
Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt.
When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened.
Then the master called the servant in.
"You wicked servant," he said, "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?"
In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay back all he owed.
"This is how my heavenly Father would treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart."
This is a story you've heard before, right?
Yes.
What can we learn from this story? Julia?
I think this story is like an allegory because the master is like God, and we're like the servant, and we owe him so much, all of our sins, yet he paid for all of them. So we should like forgive the little offenses that our friends and family did to us.
Can you hear him calling you?
Can you hear him calling you?
To
trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
And walk with him. Talk with him. Pray to him. And say to him. Trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
And he will make your pathway straight.
And he will make your pathway straight.
Trust him and obey. Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Trust him and obey.
The sin that we have is so great.
It's like the $1 million debt that the servant and his family had.
The servant told the king that he could repay it.
But that would have been impossible for him to repay.
And our sins are even bigger than that.
And nothing we could possibly do could ever repay our king for our sin.
Jesus died for our sins.
He paid the price.
Once and for all.
Just like this servant, our debt is gone.
When we receive this beautiful gift of God's forgiveness, we are new creations.
God changes our hearts.
And he wants us to forgive others the way that he has forgiven us.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive sins of others, we pray.
We are forgiven.
Thank you, Jesus.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
The old is gone.
The old is gone.
The new has come.
The new has come.
He is a new creation.
He is a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. He is a new creation.
Jesus will change you.
Jesus will change you.
Mold you and shape you.
Mold you and shape you.
Jesus will teach you.
Jesus will teach you.
All God's ways.
All God's ways.
Jesus will love you. Jesus will change you.
Jesus will change you
into a new creation.
Into a new creation.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
The old is gone.
The old is gone.
The new has come.
The new has come.
He is a new creation.
He is a new creation.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. He is a new creation.
Jesus will change you.
Jesus.
Have you ever had a hard time forgiving someone?
Yes.
Yeah?
Once I was playing baseball with my friend and my cousin, and my cousin got mad because he struck out and he knew I was about 5 feet away from him, and he threw the bat right where I was and it hit me in the leg and it hurt, and it was really hard to forgive him.
That's a great example, Sam. It's hard to forget that he did that to you and hurt you, but really Jesus calls us to just forgive him. Now, that doesn't mean we have to like what he did. He made a mistake, and you make mistakes too, right? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So we can forgive him for that mistake he made, and then just move on with the rest of your life, because you'll have lots of times when you'll be with him, right? He's your cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great example. How about someone else who has an example of a time when it's been hard to forgive someone? Yeah, Morgan.
I remember I was in third grade, and I was so embarrassed. It was like a kind of like a mean girl in that class.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to sit down, and she pulled the seat from me.
Ooh.
And I hit my head on the back of the desk.
Gee,
that
whiz.
Behind me.
That's so terrible.
And I got up, and I was like, why'd you do that? And she said, well, I wanted to. And so I just sat down. And when I, the next year in fourth grade, I saw her. I said, I still remember that day, and I forgive you. I'm sorry I didn't forgive you right away. But
good for you.
I remember because I thought about how God forgave us for our sins, and he does every day because we sin every day.
Good for you. That's a beautiful story, Morgan. Thank you for sharing that. And that's the thing. It's never too late to go back and forgive someone, tell someone that you forgive them. You know, when we say the words of the Lord's Prayer, we say, forgive us our debts, or sometimes we use trespasses, as we forgive our debtors or trespassers.
It's hard to forgive people who haven't been nice to us.
But we can ask Jesus for help.
Nothing else comes close to his gift of forgiveness to us.
Let us pray to him now. Dear Jesus, when we have trouble forgiving others, we can always think about you.
You give us perfect love.
You forgive us when we sin. And you want us to forgive others.
It's hard, Jesus. Help us to understand that nothing in our life can compare to what you have given us.
In your holy name we pray and give thanks and praise.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Visit us online to get more information about our music and ministry at www.karenandkids.com.
Our ministry is growing.
God is opening doors for our message and music to be heard all over the world.
We want to thank all of our stations who generously give us valuable airtime.
We want to thank all of our listeners who take the time to contact us and support our ministry.
May Jesus be glorified in all that we do.
Jesus has forgiven every sin of yours.
Jesus wants us to forgive those who have sinned against us.
See you next time!
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.